When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. Bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. He conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world righting all wrongs. His name, Don Quixote de la Mancha. Hear me now, the bleak and unbearable world, thou art base and debauched as can be. And the knight, with his banners all bravely unfurled, now hurls down his gauntlet toward thee. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go. And the wild winds of fortune shall carry me onward, oh, whithersoever they blow. Whithersoever they blow, onward to glory I go.
I'm Sancho, yes, I'm Sancho. I follow my master till the end. I'll tell all the world proudly I'm his squire.
Me heathens and wizards and servants of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go.
Onward to glory, indeed, with Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM WLIW, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, idiosyncratic NPR station. Well, that, as you all know, is the first thrilling number to Man of La Mancha, which is based on Don Quixote, one of, if not the first novels ever, Spanish novel, of course. And in Man of La Mancha, you get not only Don Quixote, the lead character, but his author, Miguel de Cervantes. You get two mints in one with that show. And I thought it would be a good way to lead into today's episode, which is called A Novel Approach, which are Broadway and West End musicals based on classic novels. Now, probably there are more musicals based on plays than anything else. Certainly now, a lot that are based on movies, a few that are based on short stories, and of course, original musicals and historical drama and so on. But the novel, it seems to me, to provide a very specific challenge to the librettist and the songwriters is how do you condense something that, you know, in the case of Don Quixote, that was two volumes, it was hundreds and hundreds of pages. How do you condense that into something that is theatrical and interesting and fascinating? Well, be that as it may, we are given many, many fascinating characters and stories from the American musical. And the oldest of them, I suppose, almost 100 years old, is Edna Ferber's Showboat, which was written in serial form, came out in various magazines, and then put together into a novel in 1926. And it thrilled the imagination of Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern. So here is Paul Robeson to sing the number that helped them condense a novel thematically into something that, no pun intended, runs through the entire show.
There's an old man called the Mississippi. That's the old man I don't like to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free? But don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters. He don't plant cotton. And them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk, and you land in jail. But I keep laughing instead of crying. I must keep fighting until I'm dying. And old man River, he just keeps rolling along.
River in the rain. Sometimes at night you look like a long white train, winding your way away somewhere. River, I love you, don't you care if you're on the run? Winding someplace, just trying to find the sun. Whether the sunshine, whether the rain. River, I love you just the same.
But sometimes, in a time of trouble, when you're out of hand and your money bubbles,
I did the day before. River in the rain. Sometimes at night you look like a long white train, winding your way away somewhere. River, I love you, don't you care? But sometimes in a time of trouble, when you're out of hand and your muddy bubbles roll across the floor, hey, 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 carried away the things I treasure. Did the day before. River in the rain. Sometimes at night you look like a long white train, winding your way away from me.
River I've never seen a sea.
That was River in the Rain from Big River, another river, the same river, actually, the Mississippi, which runs through The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain, the great American novel, still is, in my humble opinion, even though that was adapted, I don't know what, 65 years later than Showboat. Well, when it comes to novels on the musical scene, probably the most adapted novelist would be Charles Dickens. And if you've ever read Dickens, it makes total sense. The characters are fantastic. The stories are straightforward. The melodrama is there. In some cases, there are even musical characters referred to. Here is the grand daddy of them all, even though it's about a small boy. This is Oliver, based on Dickens' Oliver Twist, of course, from a 2009 London cast recording.
Box for me. can see it at my leisure whenever things go wrong, and I can keep it as a treasure to last my whole life long. Who will buy this wonderful feeling? I'm so high, I swear I could fly. So what am I to do to keep the sky so blue? There must be someone who will buy.
Who will buy?
Who will buy?
Who will buy?
Who will buy?
Who
will
buy this wonderful morning? Such a sky you never did see. Who will tie it up with a ribbon and put it in a box?
I find the peace I'm seeking, the peace I've never known. In your thoughts, I'd rather be forever than be with mine alone. Oh, my life is well lost, and so meager the cost, if it keeps the one you love by your side. What good is life that has no meaning? A life that you justified. It's a sweeter voice that I have heard than any earthly sound. It's a greater love that I have lost than any love I found. Though my life was in vain, in my last moment's pain, I will know, yes, I'll know I have won. It's a
That was the big trivia item of the day. What show was that from? Well, if you know your Dickens, you would know it's from Tale of Two Cities, or in this case, Two Cities, a 1969 West End musical. And that was Edward Woodward, the Equalizer, had a fine musical voice, singing the 11 o'clock number. What else could it be called? But tis a far, far better thing. And the opening number to that show was, yes, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Well, I hope you're having a good time here at Broadway to Main Street, because we are looking at great novels adapted into very good musicals. I want to take this moment to thank the Frederick Lowe Foundation, which has joined us for the remainder of 2022 as our main supporters. So thank you very, very, very much to, quote, another Dickens novel, well, a short novel, Christmas Carol, that was made into Scrooge. One of the great things about novels adapted for the musical are the characters. And a great novel really needs at least one great character, if not two or three or four. Here is one of the greatest, in my opinion, Alexis Zorba, who was the leading character in Kazantzakis' novel, which originally called, I think, like The Life and Times of Alexis Zorba, but became known through a movie as Zorba the Great, and a great musical, in my opinion, by Kandra Ineb called Zorba. And here is Herschel Bernardi letting you know what the lead character's worldview is, as only those two gentlemen could write it.
I believe in grabbing at life. Every minute, a new minute. Every second, a new second. Never happened before. I hear a bouzouki. You can't imagine how often I've heard a bouzouki, but each time is the first time. I sniff at a woman. You can't imagine how often I've sniffed at a woman, but each time is the first time. I pound on a table, I leap on a chair, I crawl up a mountain to breathe in the air. By now I've stopped counting how often I've been there, but each time is the first time. I look at a flower, I stick my nose in, or stare at, or sleep on a flower, but each time is the first time. I soar like a seagull, I stamp like a bull, I comb out my whiskers so ladies can pull, I chew on the mutton until my belly's full, but each time a hat, a doombag, a person, each time is new. For instance, I came up and I talked to you. Look how interesting I am.
That's true.
Even if it's not a long talk, even if you don't talk the same language. Do you want to hear a story?
Well,
then I'll tell you. There was a night in Beirut I never will forget, when I ran across the nicest man I think I ever met. We were sitting drinking vodka in this waterfront cafe. I could tell he was a Turk, but I liked him anyway. Well, we had so much to drink that we decided we should speak. I'm not so good in Turkish. He was even worse in Greek. But we wanted to communicate. And suddenly, by chance, we hit upon a system and we both began to dance. We couldn't talk the language, so we danced it all instead. And the two of us could understand what one another said. So we had our conversation, which is crazy, I recall. But it seemed it was the first time I had ever talked at all. Wait, you!
Me?
Sure! He says he's from Ankara. He says he has a wife and two small children. Oh, he says he misses them very much. Oh, you see, he's been away now for 18 months.
No, 17.
Say that again. S- 17. I walk with the devil, he gives me a poke, and all 10 commandments go right up in smoke. But each one I've broken, I feel that I broke for the first time. The first time I talk to a stranger. How often I've talked to a stranger, but this time is the first
another great character who sprung from the pages of novels to inhabit the musical stage. That's Elphaba, of course, from the musical Wicked, Gregory Maguire's novel, which has, you know, been running strong for decades and decades on Broadway. That, of course, was Idina Menzel. I think the movie version of that is coming out pretty soon in two parts. Hard to imagine, but you never know. Well, let us go to France, where the novel, in the 18th century, certainly into the 19th century, really became a thing, en chose dramatique. Here is the greatest French novel of them all. I think you could say that without fear of contradiction. Les Misérables, which became this titanic musical, still running all around the world. And here is Colm Wilkinson from the original London production as Jean Valjean.
He thinks that man is me, he knew him at a glance. That stranger he has found, this man could be my chance. Why should I save his hide? Why should I right this wrong? When I have come so far and struggled for so long. If I speak, I am condemned. If I stay silent, I am damned. I am the master of hundreds of workers. They all look to me. Can I abandon them? How would they live if I am not free? If I speak, I am condemned. If I stay silent, I am damned. Who am I? Can I condemn this man to slavery? Pretend I do not see his agony. This innocent who bears my face, who goes to judgment in my place, who am I? Can I conceal myself forevermore? Pretend I'm not the man I was before. And must my name until I die be no more than an alibi? Must I lie? How can I ever face my fellow men? How can I ever face myself again? My soul belongs to God, I know. I made that bargain long ago. He gave me hope when hope was gone. He gave me strength to journey on. Who am I? Who am I? I'm Jean Valjean. And so, Javert, you see it's true. That man bears no more guilt than you. Who am I? 2, 4, 6.
Thank you.
Another French novel, this one from 1909 by Gaston Leroux, who wrote another mystery novel called The Mystery of the Yellow Room, but not much else. That's okay, because he wrote The Phantom of the Opera, one of the great, great, great melodramatic thriller stories of the 20th century. That was from the original cast, and that was Michael Crawford. And I guess we're saying so long farewell, auf Wiedersehen, good night to The Phantom of the Opera pretty soon in 2023. Hard to imagine, but I'm sure we'll do a show based on that. Well, among the novels that got adapted to the musical stage, many of them were, you know, like Dickens. There was a Nicholas Nickleby musical and a David Copperfield musical and a Scrooge musical. This one struck me as, and many critics, as being somewhat improbable. It was Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita, which was turned into Lolita My Love in 1971, which didn't even make it into New York. But because it was Alan J. Lerner, and music by John Barry, it's not uninteresting. Here is John Neville, recorded off the sound system of the Colonial or something in Boston, singing Humbert Humbert's Ode to Lolita. I think it's quite good. The sound's a little wonky, but I hope you'll enjoy it anyway.
I'll buy you bubblegum, sandals and jeans, perfume, potato chips, and movie magazine. I'll buy you roller skates, sun cream from France, popcorn and Cracker Jacks, and cotton velvet pants. Tell me, tell me, tape machine made for the car, love beads and comic books and every candy bar. Let me make you happy now. Bubblegum, sandals and jeans, perfume, potato chips, and movie magazines. I'll buy you roller skates, sun cream from France, popcorn and Cracker Jacks, and cotton velvet pants.
That was Lolita My Love. Alan J. Lerner, working with John Barry, not Frederick Lowe, but let's thank the Frederick Lowe Foundation one more time. Let's go to some more contemporary American novels. The Color Purple by Alice Walker was made into a successful film and a musical, which was probably more successful its second time around in a 2015 revival. And I think that version is going to be made into a movie as well. Here is Cynthia Erivo and Jennifer Hudson singing What About Love?
Is that me who's floating away, lifted up to the clouds by a kiss? Never felt nothing like this. Than me, I don't recognize. Love's the one had it all figured out. But what about trust? What about trust? What about tenderness?
Tenderness.
What about tears when I'm happy? What about wings when I fall? I want you to be a story for me that I can believe in forever. So
what about
love? Will you be my light in the storm? What about hope? What about joy?
What about joy?
What about tears when I'm happy? What about wings when I fall? I want you to be a story for me that I can believe in forever.
And
what was I saying before about being lost? The thing is, I knew where I was, but not where I was going. Why did I walk those mountains? Why did I ride those ships? Why did I watch those horses running wild? Now I know. Now I know. All my life I have been falling. I have been falling into you, Francesca, circling in the sky, looking for a harbor coming into view. All my life I have been falling into you.
Whatever this is, whatever we do from here, don't give it a name. We mustn't reduce it to something clear or simple. I want to believe that we are the first people on earth to know this feeling, to know this moment,
could I know the answer would be?
How could I know the answer
only you?
Stephen Pascal and Kelly O'Hara brought The Bridges of Madison County by Robert James Waller to life on the American stage, on the musical stage, courtesy of Jason Robert Brown. It seems to be no end of great novels and great narratives to bring to the Broadway stage. And among the history of Broadway musicals, I would say there is one character who understood the magic of books better than anyone else. In fact, she is the character via Bach and Harnick, who gave us our title today, A Novel Approach. Miss Ilona Ritter in She Loves Me, embodied beautifully by Jane Krakowski in the second Broadway revival, and her trip to the library. So not a bad idea, folks. Go to the library, go to a bookstore, get a good, huge honkin' novel, and enjoy it. In the meantime, here's Jane.
Oh, I didn't know what to do or where to go, and somehow my feet started walking down the street, across the bridge, past the Metropole Cinema, and do you know where?
No, where?
Right into the library.
The library?
Can you imagine?
Well, how did you like it?
Oh, you've never seen such a place. So many books. So much marble. And so quiet. And suddenly all of my confidence dribbled away with a pitiful plop. My head was beginning to swim and my forehead was covered with cold perspiration. I started to reach for a book and my hand automatically came to a stop. I don't know how long I stood frozen, a victim of panic and mortification. Oh, how I wanted to flee. When a kindly voice, a gentle voice whispered, pardon me.
Pardon me.
And there was this dear, sweet, clearly respectable, thickly bespectacled man who stood by my side and quietly said to me, ma'am, don't mean to intrude, but I was just wondering, are you in need of some help? I said no. Yes, I am. The next thing I know, I'm sipping hot chocolate and telling my troubles to Paul, whose tender brown eyes kept sending compassionate looks. A trip to the library has made a new girl of me, for suddenly I can see the magic of books. To admit, in the back of my mind, I was praying he wouldn't get fresh. And all of the while, I was wondering why an illiterate girl should attract him. Then all of a sudden, he said, I couldn't go wrong with The Way of All Flesh. Of course, it's a novel, but I didn't know, or I certainly wouldn't have smacked him. Well, he gave me a smile that I couldn't resist. And I knew at once how much I liked this optometrist.
Optometrist.
Optometrist. You know what this dear, sweet, slightly bespectacled gentleman said to me next? He said he could solve this problem of mine. I said, how? He said, if I'd like, he'd willingly read to me some of his favorite things. I said, when? He said, now. His novel approach seemed highly suspicious and possibly dangerous too. I told myself, wait, think, dare you go up to his flat? What happens if things go wrong? It's obvious he's quite strong. He read to me all night long. Now how about that? It's hard to believe how truly domestic and happily hopeful I feel. I picture my pa there reading aloud as I cook. As long as he's there to read, there's quite a good chance indeed, a chance that I'll never need to open a book. Unlike someone else, someone I dimly recall, I know he'll only have eyes for me, my optometrist, Paul!
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.